following our show for any length of time, you know there's a few websites, probably more than a few, that have bootlegged our stuff.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Retard. Traffic.
And now, Coast to Coast Live AM with Art Bell. If you're calling from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8333. If you're calling from east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. If your breasts are enormous, please call my home number. That number is 555-6321. If you're naked, call me at home. If you're built like a brick crap house, call my home number now. And now, from the kingdom of Nye, here is Art Bell.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell. Good evening from the high desert to all of you. This is Coast to Coast AM, and of course, the news is shocking, and we're going to be talking about that very, very soon, about California's energy crisis. General Johnson Jameson is on the line with us from his bunker complex 600 miles below the crust of Saskatchewan, and will be talking to us from that bunker complex that he built for himself during the Y2K scare, which, by the way, I think is very real. I have not given up on my belief that come the year 2000, things are not going to be very, very pleasant around here, even though it's 2001 and that's over a year ago. So we will talk with General Johnson Jameson about the California energy crisis and what we have found out over the last several hours. Now, take a look at our website. You'll see that we've placed pictures of General Jameson taking a bath. And they have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with what he's going to be on this program talking about. But I did get them mailed to me, and I did want you to see them. General Jameson in a bathtub. And it looks like there are a couple of shots there where you can actually see something. So that's on my website. Also on my website are pictures of me in varying stages of undress. And those all can be directly accessed on our website through our archives. So General Johnson Jameson taking a bath, me in various stages of undress, and some other interesting things. If you listen to this program, you know that we believe an invasion of our planet is imminent. There are flying saucers and people who wear what look like rubber suits flying them. They look like they're wearing some kind of a rubber suit, but in point of fact, it is their flesh, even though it looks as if there's a zipper up the back. How do we know this? We've seen them. Now, starting on the West Coast, creatures from another world are going to invade. That's why there is an energy crisis in the state of California. They are sucking juice from the planet, starting on the West Coast. And General Jameson joins us now from the bunker complex in Saskatchewan. General Jameson, welcome to Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
And we thank you so very much for those pictures of you in the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
Tell us what you know.
Well, Christ. Why'd you wake me up?
Well, we're on the air right now.
All right. What I know is that we have not had energy out there on the West Coast for quite some time, so the answer to this has got to be some invasion of creatures from another world sucking the juice directly from the high-energy lines that traverse the San Joaquin Valley.
Now, could it be anything having to do, for instance, with what we've been told, that California didn't build enough power plants?
Absolutely not.
There is no chance?
Not at all.
Why?
Because, why? Don't ask me why. I prefer to believe that creatures from another world are invading.
All right. And we've heard that the power plants not being up on and online, not giving us power, that has nothing to do with anything.
Well, it may, but I don't want to believe it.
You want to believe an invasion of
men in rubber suits. I mean, people with green... All right, so it's... I don't know whether they're rubber suits or whether they're actually green skin. I got a picture of it, is all.
And can you describe what they were flying?
Well, what they were flying was a flying saucer. What the hell do you want me to tell you? What is it with you, Bell? You ask me all the same questions.
All right, they ran a flying saucer wearing either a green rubber suit or they were wearing, or that was their skin.
That's correct.
All right, we'll be back with more from General Johnson Jameson about this very unique and unbelievable bit of news, an invasion from another planet by flying saucers and men in green rubber suits. This is Coast to Coast. Friends, this new product from Peenemann Enterprises, when the great clock of the universe goes in reverse and the year 2000 rolls around again, this planet will be in a heap of trouble. Peenemann Enterprises is proud to announce the new Y2K Again Cream of Mushroom Soup. Yes, just add water and you'll have nourishment enough to sustain you. Now, all you have to do is eat this cream of mushroom soup, put the world clock in reverse, throw it up, and it looks exactly like the cream of mushroom soup that you just ate, because it is. Have you ever noticed that vomit basically looks like cream of mushroom soup? Well, now you can have it all. Vomit and soup and the year 2000 over again with the attendant Y2K panic. New from Peenemann Enterprises.
What the hell did you just
do? And welcome back. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. We are talking with General Johnson Jameson. The invasion from another world by...
You know, you sound pretty relaxed for a guy that's just about to have his ass turned to ash by a death ray from a Martian ship.
Well, I'm...
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, Bell, they're out there. They're out there, and they want you. Of all Earth people, they want you.
And in what way do they want me?
I think they want to cohabitate. I think that...
Your entire universe, if you will. Well, Y2K Panic can be yours, yes, with the new Y2K Panic package. That's right. Just run around the house screaming, hiding all of your valuables, pretend like you have no money, and the next thing you know, you can have a riot right there in the privacy of your own home. Yes, the new Y2K Panic Pack. Make your kids feel afraid. Start eating bark off of trees. Live in a tent. Just make canvas your house. Anything you need and more. Wear your wife's clothing. Walk around in her high heels and tell people that the shoe stores aren't opening up. Yes, the new Y2K Again Panic Pack, new from Peenemann Enterprises.
You gotta get out, Bill! They want you to move!
Hello, back to our Bill. Coast get in. I'm sorry, the music faded out, otherwise... Ah! There it is. We are talking to General Johnson Jameson, who is in absolute and utter panic state over the belief on his part that aliens are traveling to Earth as we speak, wanting to have sex with me so that a whole new breed of creature can begin to populate the universe. And one of the things we like to deal with on this program are things that make sense, things that at least can be rooted in some plausible explanation. Finally, we do have a theory that I think we can all agree on, and that is green men want to have sex with me. It doesn't matter that you're off the grid. They will find me and defile me like never before. General Jameson is here to tell us all about it, and I think that's one of the things about our program.
Yeah, well, your show makes a lot of sense, Art.
Well, and I know, and I thank you very much for being a part of it for all of these years on Coast to Coast. So the invasion is imminent. The California energy crisis has been caused by an invasion of Martians, and they all want to screw me.
They screw you as in sex, yeah.
Well, nothing has ever made more sense to me. And that is the fact that myself and aliens repopulating the universe.
Yeah, you are the mother of the future.
That is absolute and utter concrete stuff that we can all hang our hat on.
Well, I'm so glad I know you. Jesus.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. If you're a first-time caller, don't call.
But first, this message from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, when I'm not on the air and you don't know what to do with your lives, just sitting there in a shack, sitting there in a tin shack somewhere in the North Woods, plotting the destruction of the Statue of Liberty, may I suggest that you get your own at-home I Love Art Bell song. It goes like this.